Proclamation number 8579 of 4th of August, 1963. Free will alone is determinative. You truly do not need to walk along in darkness of spirit. You can receive light at any time and enlightenment about everything what is still incomprehensible to you. You need not be burdened by spiritual blindness. You can become sighted and experience everything that is connected with yourselves and your existence on earth. You can also become enlightened about your God and Creator, about the cause of creation and yourselves as creatures with intellect and free will. You can get an answer to every question if only you want it, if you want to step out of darkness into the light of day. Only your will determines the degree of knowledge you possess. Your will alone also determines the degree of light in which you walk when you pass through earthly life. And your will alone determines your fate in eternity, which depends on your soul's degree of light. But your will is free, it is not forced on the part of a spiritual power, neither for good nor for evil. You alone determine it, and thus you also know what immense responsibility rests upon you, in which direction you direct your will. No other person can be held responsible for what you think, want and do on earth, but you alone have to answer for it. You alone bear the benefit or the damage of a right or wrong will. For your will is free. But this is also proof that you were once created as divine beings, which received free will as sign of the divine exit and which also in the stage as man again helps them to reach full divinization, which the being had given away through its once fall into sin a voluntary turning away from God, but must irrevocably regain in order to be able to become happy. Free will distinguishes man from all other creatures on earth, which certainly also live, but are not conscious of themselves and which therefore always betray a stage standing below man, because only in the stage as man also free will is unmistakable, why the stage as man is to be regarded very particularly responsible and demands the whole effort that the will is directed right, i.e., turns again to him, from whom the being once turned away and from whom it nevertheless started originally. As divine creature it possessed free will, and this free will also allowed a wrong direction of aim. The being could turn away from God and turn towards the adversary of God, who also only became the adversary of God through his free will, which therefore also resulted in the spiritual blindness, total light hyphen and cognitionlessness, in which man enters the earth. He turned away from God and thereby fell into the darkness of spirit. And must now, by voluntarily turning towards God, also receive his divine light of love again, in order to emerge from the state of darkness into the state of brightest light. Of knowledge about all correlations. And now also to be blissfully happy again as in the beginning. Because only light is happiness, and exactly the state that the being itself determines through its free will in which degree of light and love it is, proves how free will must be utilized during earth life as man, where it can earn both highest happiness as also deepest damnation for the being, which goes over earth as man for the testing of its will. Because this is determined by every man himself, therefore earth life is so responsible and determines the degree of light or darkness in which man walks on earth. And therefore everything should be done to light just a small light for the human being so that he recognizes the significance of earthly life and does everything to achieve the purpose of earthly life. the transformation of his being in free will back into the original being again, which was pure love but voluntarily gave away its love. Man must open himself again in free will to the love radiation of God and receive that what he lacks, divine strength of love which shines through everything like a light, which illuminates the spirit and kindles the light for the human being, so that the darkness of the spirit fades away, so that the human being attains realization which makes him happy, so that God's ray of light of love can penetrate him again as it once did, and he is assured of a blissful state when he has finished his walk as a human being through the earthly valley and enters the spiritual kingdom, which is his true home. The human being should only give his free will to God and then accept from him everything he needs in order to become blissfully happy. And truly, he will depart from this earth richly blessed, for then he will have passed the test of will, which is the purpose and aim of every human being on earth. He has united himself with the Eternal Father Spirit from whom he once took his origin. He has recognized and fulfilled the purpose and aim of his earthly life, and he will now be and remain blissfully happy forever. Amen.